Susan Osborne got started with her online course business less than 12 months ago and is now making over $30,000 per month from her courses. Listen in to hear the steps that she has taken to get these amazing results.
Regular people are taking their knowledge and content, packaging it up in an online course, and they're making a living doing it. But not everyone is successful with online courses. There's a right way and there's a wrong way, and I'm here to help course creators actually succeed with online courses. Hi, I'm Jacques Hopkins, and this is the Online Course Show.
Hey, Jacques Hopkins, and welcome to the Online Course Show. In just a minute, I'll be joined by Susan from thebookkeepersociety.com. Susan has been a bookkeeper for many years now and teaches people how to work from home as a freelance bookkeeper through her courses. Just about a year ago, she started with an idea and is now making multiple five figures per month from that idea with her courses. Listen, I like to share stories like this so that you know what's possible. You can get inspired and motivated. There's everyday people out there that are starting online course businesses and seeing real results. And today's story is just that. I started my own online course teaching people piano 11 years ago. But if I only talked about my story here, that would get pretty boring probably. And it also wouldn't show you how many different niches and just all kinds of different people that this can work for. So once again, we have Susan from Colorado who knew a bit about bookkeeping and how to do that from home and on your own time. And she put that knowledge in a course and is now making more from that than she was as a bookkeeper and only working about 5 to 10 hours per week on it. Let's go ahead and dive into her story now. Hi, Susan. Welcome to the Online Course Show.
Hi, Jacques. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I am pumped to have you and have this conversation. You have a course. What is it on and who does it help?
Yes, I have a course and it's designed for people, mainly women. I mean, it's designed for anybody, but my audience is mostly women who are interested in learning bookkeeping skills so that they can go out and become a freelance bookkeeper. And that they might be interested in leaving a corporate job, or just, you know, they might be a stay-at-home mom, but they're just basically wanting to learn the skills so that they can go out and freelance.
So I want to set up some of the backstory, certainly, but for proper context, how's it doing? How's it selling these days?
Well, it's doing really pretty well, actually. So I just launched my course at the end of July 2023. So it hasn't even been a full year. So you could basically say August 1st. And of 2023. And it's now, it's grown. I mean, from day one, it made money. I, you know, use Facebook ads and from day one, it has made money. And so now it's bringing in five figures a month for me.
Five figures a month in just a few months after launch, right? Is Facebook ads your primary driver of traffic or do you have other traffic sources?
It is my primary. I haven't really been great at like getting on social media regularly and really building that up. I know that's a lever I still need to pull, you know, is getting more on social media because I do get people from Instagram, but mostly it's Facebook ads is what's helped me kind of jumpstart this from nothing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So are you doing those yourself?
Yes.
How, what's the secret to making those profitable?
Well, I'll tell you, mine have been profitable from day one and I took a course on it. And I can share that course with you or not.
Sure. But what was it?
It was the Facebook Ads Intensive and it's, Beth Ann Schwamberger is who teaches that. And I've actually launched two different businesses with that structure that she has in that course. And so, I just follow the course and it works. And from day one, I've never actually lost money on Facebook ads. Not one single day since I launched it.
That's amazing. A lot of people end up wasting a lot of money. And now even some of the success stories with Facebook ads, it took a while to get profitable. And it's amazing that you found success from day one. You know what your return is? Like, are you getting a significant profit margin on the ads?
I would say yes. Oh, well, so here's the thing. I don't spend tons of money. I start really small, and that's what she teaches. If you're selling a product for over $20, she recommends just $20 a day. Start at $20 a day, test it out. And if you don't make money in 48 hours, shut it off. Go back. Something's wrong. Go back to the drawing board. It's either your audience is wrong, your product's wrong, your messaging's wrong, something's wrong. And I started with $20 a day, two different ads, two different audiences, $20 each. And day one, I had, within a couple hours of turning them on, I had my first sales. So, there's a strategy there. And then I have slowly increased my budget over the months, but I'm still only at like $80 a day. I just up to $80 a day for my ads. And I don't have like specific ROI on those, the ROAS on those, but I know that I'm making each day a lot more than I spend. That's what I know.
It sounds like you're making significantly more than $80 a day.
Yeah.
From that.
Yeah. Yeah. And so this
one thing I've been,
go ahead.
No, I want to hear the strategy. Jump into it.
Well, so so I have a couple strategies. A couple of them I've learned from you, of course, but one of them so my Facebook ads go to a low ticket course. It's a low ticket. Like I started at $37. Now it's $47. It's a boot camp. So that's what my Facebook ads go to, is a boot camp. And then, so it's all, you know, that's why I'm making money, because I'm going to a paid, it's going to a paid ad. My ad is going to a paid product. It's not just a freebie. So, that once I get people in that boot camp, then I can upsell them, if they're interested, into my academy, which is a bigger, more comprehensive course. So that's why the ads work for me.
So do you ever get sales into your academy without first getting them to buy the low ticket offer?
I do, thanks to you, Jacques, because I have a free training that you taught me to do. So I have a free training that I actually have not run ads to yet, but I've been thinking about trying that. But I don't know what your thoughts would be on that. But I should back up and say I do have a Facebook ad running to a freebie as well. I just pay like $10 a day for that particular ad, and that goes to a freebie that then they get into a funnel and they can watch the free training kind of through that funnel. And then I promote this free training through Instagram as well. And I have a link to it in my link tree on Instagram. So I do get people going to that free training as well. So I kind of have people coming in through different paths. And those people that watch the free training, the end of the free training is really talking about the academy. It's not the boot camp. That's for the bigger program. So I do occasionally have people go straight into that program too.
Okay. So you do have a little bit of organic traffic coming in, and a lot of that you send to the webinar, the workshop, the free training, and you have kind of a funnel set up there to make sales for the academy that you have.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. So sales of the academy, and by the way, what's the price point of that?
So that right now is $597.
$597. So sales are coming at $597 because of people entering your $37 boot camp that they bought through a Facebook ad, and also some organic traffic through a webinar funnel.
Correct. That's
amazing.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
About 12 months ago, you filled out an application on my website to join my program. And I have it up right now, and I'd love to share with you some of the information that you shared back then, a year ago.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Please do.
For example, one of the questions is, in an ideal world, what does your online course business look like 12 months from now? And that's about where we are today. Do you have any idea what you would have put 12 months ago?
Oh my gosh. I forgot that you asked that. Did I say like $20,000 a month or something? I don't know. What did I say?
Roughly. Do you mind if I share what you said?
No, please okay. do.
So once again, in an ideal world, what does your online course business look like in 12 months from now? And I think vision is really important. Where do we want to go with this thing? You said, and I want to kind of figure out how far off we are from this. You said, I'm spending 10 to 20 hours a week on it. The Evergreen system is in place and I'm making 25 to 30K per month. I can work on other creative projects and start doing some hobbies. I want this business to have impact though, by helping women make a living with this skill while having flexibility for their family.
Wow. That's pretty spot on, actually.
10 to 20 hours a week?
Spot on. That's awesome.
The 10 to 20 hours per week is fairly accurate?
I don't think I spend that much time.
Really?
I think I spend less than that. Yeah. I should be probably spending that much time, but I'm not.
Are you still working as a bookkeeper? Like what else are you doing with your time?
Yes, I do still work as a book. I have a client, bookkeeping clients. So I do actually work with clients as a bookkeeper. So I teach what I know and I walk the walk and talk the talk. But yeah, and I am starting to get into some other things, like real estate. I'm starting to get a little bit into real estate as well. But this business has allowed me to do that, has enabled me to have the time and not worry about the income because I'm able to do some other things and cut back on, like, you know, accounting work.
And then you said Evergreen system in place, making 25 to 30K per month. Have you hit that level?
Yeah, actually in January. So I launched my course July 23rd, 2023. I remember the day that day is burned into my brain. And in January of 2024, which was just a couple months ago, I hit $33,000 in that month alone. And then, February was about 26. And it's just going to go, I think it's just going to keep going from there. So, and I haven't even done all the things I need to do, as you know, Jacques, because you're helping me try to put some stuff in place, but I haven't even hit all the things I could be doing.
Well, that's incredible. If you're not spending any more than $80 a day in ads, then we're talking no more than $2,400 per month is what you're spending. So it sounds like your expenses are still very low. You don't have any, there's nobody else on your team at this point, right? It's just you?
Just me. Just me.
Just a little bit on ads, probably a little bit on software. So we're talking very high profit margins, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I will say, so in January, I'm just looking this up. In January, I spent about $4,200 in ads because I did raise my budget and I'm running a couple different ads. So, but yeah, I mean, it's pretty high profit margin for sure.
Okay.
It's amazing.
So now that we've broken that down, it sounds like it is really spot on a lot of, and the next part was I can work on other creative projects and start doing some hobbies. And it sounds like that you're doing that, real estate, various things.
Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. No, I owe a lot to your program and just being around other people, you know, doing the same kind of thing. And, you know, I think it's hard because in this business, we're just kind of unicorns, you know, people in the real world don't get this and they don't understand this online world. And so it's so nice to be part of something where there's other people doing something similar because then you just kind of see what's possible and it's crazy what's possible. I mean, I made $5,600 in one day and there was one day in January that I hit $5,600. I'm like, my husband's like, you've got to be kidding me. What? It's like, it's hard to comprehend when I was making that, you know, there's years I made that in per month. So it's kind of, yeah, it's kind of crazy that it's happened in such a short amount of time too. Mm-hmm. You know, it's literally been less than a year.
Well, what would you say to somebody who says like, oh, I missed the boat on online courses. Like I needed to start a long time ago. It's too late for me to start now.
Oh, no. Uh-uh. I don't believe that at all. I think that there's so much opportunity. There's people who are hungry to learn. I mean, I still buy online courses. I like to go online and learn. There's a lot of opportunity out there and I feel like it's just getting started. I don't think anyone's missed the boat on online courses. That's for sure.
That's, you know, for coming on a podcast called The Online Course Show, phenomenal answer, Susan. Absolutely love that.
Well, it's the truth. I honestly believe that. And I tell my friends who aren't in the online space, who are trying to get jobs or trying to make more money or trying to do side hustles, like, what do you know that you can create a course? Like, it's not that it's easy and that's just, it's not always this easy, but it's so, you have to understand what's possible out there. And there's people who want to learn things. And so the opportunity is there for sure.
Tell me more about your offer. It sounds like you're making most of your revenue from the academy, because that's significantly higher priced than the low ticket offer. Tell me what somebody gets when they sign up for your academy. Is it mostly just a course? Are there any interactive components? What all do they get?
Yes. I think they get quite a good deal, in my opinion, because I see what else, you know, I haven't taken other courses in my niche because that just messes with my head. I don't want to do that. But what they get is it's on demand. So it's a video, you know, there's a video library of courses that's kind of a progression. So it's really for complete beginners who are brand new to bookkeeping, or maybe they have a little bit of bookkeeping in the corporate world, but they don't quite know how to apply that as a freelancer with small businesses. So I really start at the beginning, and there's a whole video library that progresses from very beginning, like what's a debit, what's a credit, all the way through how to do a month end process. So there's probably over, I think I have over 70 videos, training videos in there, but I also have, I do offer email support because there's a lot of questions that come up, and there's a, you know, I focus on building it, giving people a foundation, because with bookkeeping, there's a million different types of businesses out there. There's a million different types of software out there. I can't possibly teach everything there is to know, but there has to be like a solid foundation for someone to feel confident enough to go out there and work with a client and then learn as they're working hands on. And that's what I tell my students. You have to always be willing to keep learning. So I have a video library, but then I also offer one-on-one support. And that can be through email or Voxer. I offer a Voxer support as well. And I have a few students that take me up on that. Not a lot, but a few take me up on that, and I'll get some Voxer messages now and then. But I answer all my emails, and I answer them. I try to answer them, you know, within 48 hours or so, but I get a lot of bookkeeping questions, and I love hearing from my students, because these are people that they're doing the courses. They have questions. They're good questions. And I wouldn't feel good about teaching this if I couldn't help people with those kinds of questions. So
you already mentioned that you're spending a fairly minimal amount of time on this each week. So is it fair to say that marketing, sales, those are fairly dialed in, fairly automated, and the time you do spend on any given week is primarily on customer support?
Yes. Yes. Yep. That's exactly right. So, and I use Kajabi, you know, and Kajabi is pretty easy to use. Sometimes people have trouble, you know, they've signed up with the wrong email address or had a typo in their email addresses. Those are very minimal customer service emails. But I haven't hired help for that yet, because a lot of my emails are, bookkeeping questions. And so it's hard for me to farm that out unless somebody knows bookkeeping. So that's why I answer those. There are some of those, you know, admin type, you know, access login questions, but those are so minimal that, I mean, it takes me no time at all to respond to those questions. And I really do like interacting with my students. I really like that part of this, because I'm a people person more than anything. And so having that interaction with them makes me feel more in touch with what I'm doing and the people who are paying me money to teach them. Mm-hmm. I like having that, you know, being involved in that.
I can totally respect that. I think one day you'll probably get a little burned out on it, but also it is nice to not always have to rely on yourself. If you want to go away on vacation for 2 weeks and just not have to worry about it, if you don't have anybody helping you, you're not going to be able to help but to worry about it while you're on the beach, while you're skiing, whatever you like to do on vacation.
Yep. Nope, that's true. That's true. And I have a lot of bookkeeping friends that I could probably hire to help me with some of the more book technical questions. And as it grows, I might bring on somebody who could maybe be another coach in the program, you know, mm-hmm. or somebody like that. So that's, and obviously answering the customer service emails. Yeah. In regards to like just general questions or access and login stuff, that at some point I do want to farm that out.
Yeah. I think you could use your time is so valuable, and you could be spending the time you do spend on bigger growth strategies versus helping somebody that put a typo in their email address when they signed up.
Yeah.
So they can't log in.
Fair enough, Jacques. You're
and
right.
And you're doing so many things right, right? I'm just trying to help.
Yeah.
As you continue to grow, you continue to get more students. I think a few months from now, you might have one of your students could end up, you could hire on a part-time basis to help with some of that. I think that's the best pool to hire from.
That is so true. And I actually have one in mind and it's the student that takes advantage of the Voxer and the emails. And I actually did an interview with her and we posted it in the Facebook group and she was super inspirational. And she's kind of been like, you know, a star student for me and in touch a lot. And she's someone, and she's actually getting clients. And she just sent me a Voxer today saying, I just landed a couple more clients. And I'm like, yes, you know. She's somebody that I could see doing that. And that's actually a great idea. I didn't actually think about that till you mentioned that. So thank you.
Yeah. Cause they like you, they know you, they trust you, they believe in your content, they believe in your message, they believe in what you're trying to do. The very best hires I've ever made have always been from within my audience.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's good to know. I'll keep that in mind.
You know Renato inside my program.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
He was listening to my podcast for years before he was on my team.
Really?
Absolutely. Yeah. He's got his own courses that we've worked on together.
Oh, that's really cool.
So speaking of your students, can you highlight one or two maybe case studies of what your course has meant to them? I mean, if you can give me like a specific example of a success story of how your course has impacted them positively.
Yes. Well, I get a lot of emails and I'll try to give you a couple of specific examples, but I get a lot of emails from my students who the thing they say, and let me just say that I wasn't born an accounting brain. I'm more creative. I don't really have that accounting brain, but it's just something I've done most of my career. Somehow I got into it. But so I think that helps me teach it in a way that makes it more easy for people to digest. It breaks it down in a more simple way. And I've had a lot of emails from people who tell me that. And they say, I've done other courses out there. I got overwhelmed. I couldn't finish it, but your course, I can actually understand I understand. So that's a lot of the great feedback I get. But, one of my students reached out to me, and this is something that I try to offer. I know it can be labor intensive, but it's important to me to offer this kind of support. One of my students emailed me and said, I'm brand new to this. I have a new client. Their CPA sent me this spreadsheet with all these year-end things. I don't know. I don't understand it. I don't know what to do. And, she shared it with me, and I kind of copied something you do, Jacques, is I just record Loom videos for her. I recorded a Loom video. I can't explain some of this stuff in an email. So I recorded a Loom video and I took a look at it for her. And I said, here's what the CPA is asking for. And here's how you record it, you know, and I was just trying to guide her a little bit. And I sent it back, that Loom video, to her. And she said, she's like, oh my gosh, I could find the email, but she said, oh my gosh, that helped me go back with confidence. And I told her too, I said, it's okay to go back to the CPA and say, can you clarify a couple things here? We don't know everything. And sometimes you have to go back and ask them to clarify. And she said, I went back to the CPA and did that. And she's like, oh, the CPA goofed something up. That's why it didn't make sense, you know? And so it's just having that reassurance. I think people are very, can be very insecure when they're first starting out. And sometimes they just need a little bit of reassurance that you're doing it right. It's okay. You're doing it right. Just ask the questions, you know? So that was one example of, she's like, I have the confidence now to work with people because I know I have you in my back pocket. You know, I have you to ask questions to, and it makes me feel more confident to go out there and work with people if I know I can lean on you if I have a question. And so I've had a couple students do that where they feel like they just, you know, they have more confidence. And I had another student reach out and she said, you know, my client didn't think I knew what I was doing. And then I asked you reached out to me with a question and I kind of guided her on how to answer it to her client. She's like, my client's like, oh my gosh, you do know what you're doing. You know, so I think it's just rewarding because I think it's hard to get started with something like this, you know, with something like bookkeeping, it can be really intimidating. And I think just giving people a resource, you know, and I don't have all the answers, but at least I'm really experienced. And so they can come to me and I can kind of guide them on how to respond to certain things. And I think that's what, you know, what people are kind of looking for. Did I answer your question?
Yeah. And it reminds me that I did want to ask you one more question about Facebook ads. And let me preface it with this. Are you primarily helping people that already have some sort of bookkeeping background? Like, are they already bookkeepers and you're just teaching them how to do it kind of online as a freelancer?
So I really market to people who are brand new to this world and they're interested in it, but they just don't have the skill set yet, but they want to do it. Some of my students though do have a little bit of experience, or they've worked in a corporate job where they did like accounts payable, you know, or they did some admin stuff around bookkeeping, but I teach full cycle bookkeeping. So that they can work with a client, you know, and a small business client and do the whole full cycle piece. So, you know, from beginning to producing the monthly financial reports for them. But most of my students are brand new or like I said, they've got a little bit of experience. They just don't have all the pieces of the puzzle to kind of go out there mm-hmm. and do it.
So what I'm getting at is some of the people that typically are the most successful with paid ads, buying a course, are people that can get really, really good at the targeting piece. So I didn't know if for you it was as simple as just targeting people who their title on Facebook is bookkeeper. And it doesn't seem like it's quite that simple. Who are you targeting like with Facebook ads?
No, that's a good question because I struggled with that actually when I was putting my ads together because I'm looking for, that question came up, like, how am I finding these people? Because they don't have the title of bookkeeper. If they have the title of bookkeeper, they don't need my course probably. And so I really targeted, in fact, I could probably look at my audience, but I target, I think I can probably look here and tell you who a couple of my audiences are. So I target female, because 99% of my audience are females, but my interests are in Facebook ads, self-employment, interests, not job title, but interests are self-employment or bookkeeping. There's a difference there between your job title and your interest. And then job title, I have virtual assistant. So there's a lot of virtual assistants who want to specialize in bookkeeping, and get like a specialization. So that's I have a lot of virtual assistants in my programs because they want to learn how to do bookkeeping. Makes sense, right? And then my other audience, it's pretty simple. The interests are just telecommuting or female entrepreneur. I mean, I probably could play around with this and get a couple more audiences to play around with, but they're working. So I don't want to break it if it's working, you know? So. Yeah. So virtual assistant. And again, you got to watch for interest, not job title necessarily, you know, cause job title, I think that's going to be people who don't need my course. They already are doing it. So.
Got it. So one of the conversations we had early on after you had joined my program, you had mentioned struggling with imposter syndrome. Can you give me an update today on now that you've gotten a ton of sales behind you, a lot of goodwill behind your course, do you still struggle with that at all?
You know what? I'm not as much, a little bit, but not as much. And I think the reason is I've gotten so much great feedback from my students, which is, I'm so thankful for that. I feel very blessed that people reach out and give me that kind of feedback. But I've been doing bookkeeping for 15, 20 years and I created my website in 2021. I didn't launch this course till July of 2023. That I sat on it for 2 years because I was afraid to put something out there because I'm not like a natural accounting bookkeeper brain. And so I always thought, well, who am I to teach this? You know, there's a lot of better bookkeepers out there that could probably teach this better. And I, you know, the mind stuff, the limiting beliefs. And, you know, and Jacques, you've touched on stuff before where I've been doing this so long. It's not like I'm super, super passionate about bookkeeping anymore. You know, I'm trying to get into other interests. And so I struggled with that a lot. I struggled with, well, if I'm not passionate about it as much as I used to be, then maybe I shouldn't be teaching it. But I still have the skills to teach other people who are just starting the journey. And so I really had to work on my mindset around that and realize I have something to teach that can help people. And am I passionate about bookkeeping? No, in fact, I've referred a lot of my clients to other bookkeepers because I'm trying to do other things now because I've been doing this so long, but I can still teach it to people who are just starting their journey. So yeah, I've struggled with that a lot, but it's not as bad now because I just had to get over that fear and put it out there and get feedback. And the feedback's been good. So that makes me feel more comfortable. I like the imposter syndrome has kind of gotten better, if I will say.
Another area that people very commonly struggle with in this industry is pricing. And I'd like to talk specifically about your academy, the higher priced offer, the $597. How did you get to that price point? And are you even comfortable with it today?
Yeah. That's a good question. I feel like it could be more expensive. I could probably be charging $1,000 or more for it, especially considering I offer one-on-one email and Voxer support. but I just have some mindset issues around making it more expensive. You know, this feels like a comfortable price point for me. I had it at $497 for a long time, and that felt really comfortable to me because I feel like I even had someone email me. She bought it, you know, full price, and she's like, the price was so good. I'm like, how could I not take this? And I'm like, okay, there are people out there. You know, there's going to be people who can and can't afford it at every price level, right? But that's just where I'm comfortable. I think mindset-wise, and maybe you can help me with this, I feel like the more I charge, the more obligated I am to my students. Does that sound weird? I just feel like if I charge $1,000, $2,000, then I need to like, and I'm already there for them, but I feel like I feel more obligation to them. I know that sounds weird, but yeah, I'm just not real comfortable at the higher price points. And I kind of like this kind of price point feels comfortable to me.
You personally are not obligated to them. The value you provide to them is certainly an obligation. And it sounds like you're already providing immense value, right? So it's not about the individual components that we offer, exactly how interactive it is. It's ultimately what's the outcome and transformation that they can experience and do experience by taking you up on the offer, right? What did you notice when you went from $497 to $597?
Well, I literally just did that in like last month. So it's still fairly new, but people are buying it at that price.
At the same rate?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, pretty much. Yeah. And then I also, my boot camp, my lower price, I went from 37, I bumped it up to 47 a few months ago. People are probably buying it even more than they were at the 37. So I know that's a mindset issue. I think there is immense value. And the other thing that I know is true is I'm teaching people a skill that enables them to earn reoccurring revenue, you know, reoccurring income for themselves and their families. And so, but I don't know. I just haven't been able to, I don't know. I haven't been ready to raise it more yet, but that's not to say I won't in the future.
Typically you can charge more when people see a direct ROI. Like in your case, you're teaching people to actually make money from their bookkeeping, right? But as an example, I charge more than you teaching piano.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no direct ROI there. I'm not teaching people to make money from their piano, right? My main offer sells for $799. And so I certainly would encourage you to continue raising the price. If you're a little scared of what might happen, you could continue to raise it at $100 at a time. But honestly, if I were you, I would probably send out an email blast to your audience, say, hey, this is the last chance that it's going to be available at $5.97. We're about to go to $9.97, and try to get a few more sales at your current price, and then go ahead and raise it to $9.97. And I bet one of three things is going to happen. Either you're going to make the same amount of sales, and therefore your revenue is going to go significantly up. There's a possibility you could even make more sales, because sometimes when you price it higher, people see a higher perceived value just from the price.
Right.
And then the third possibility is you get fewer sales, but I highly doubt that it's so much fewer that it won't, like the difference in price won't make up for it.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yep, it totally does. And I really think you're right. I know you're right. Yeah. I think that's definitely something I
didn't intend for this to be like a coaching call, but look, as your coach, since we're talking about it, if I were you, I think that's what I would do. I mean, you've had an amazing amount of success so far. You're teaching a very valuable skill. You're teaching people how to make money from, I guess you're teaching them partly the skill of bookkeeping, but then how to make money from it and do it in a way that's very fulfilling to their life, right? Not just a traditional path. And so, yeah, I think that's probably in the cards for you in the future. But things are working really well now as well, right?
Yeah, things are working really well. And I think you're right about that. I think it is something I've thought about, and it's something that I think is going to happen in the future for sure, is I'll raise that price. But because I do try to make sure my students are taken care of, and I want my students to take themselves seriously. So, you know, I know people, when they invest in themselves, the more they invest, you know, I want them to take it seriously and I want them to succeed. So, yeah, I think that's probably a good plan in the future.
I always like to ask about tech. I love talking about tech tools and whatnot. You mentioned Kajabi already. What other tools are you using that you would recommend to other course creators?
So I use, and I know you talk Deadline Funnel a lot, which I haven't implemented yet because I have a mental block getting that together. That was something I was going to talk to you about. But I do use Lead Pages for my Facebook ads. Go straight to a lead page because that flips for me after a couple of days and the price flips. So I use Lead Pages for that, for my Facebook ads. So I have sales pages on Lead Pages, but I've also gone in and built my sales pages in Kajabi too. Now, when I first started, I was using ConvertKit for my email list, but I just got twisted up in my head trying to connect those two things with the funnels and stuff. So I just moved everything into Kajabi. So now all my email marketing's in Kajabi. All my email sequences are in Kajabi. And I still use Lead Pages, Kajabi. Obviously I use Loom to create a lot of my videos and my training videos. I use Canva. I live in Canva. I have for like 10 years now. And that's really, I use things like Linktree, you know, for social media. But that's really it. And I do have a Facebook group for both of my courses, two separate Facebook groups. And I'm not in there consistently in a lot. I don't love Facebook groups myself, but, you know, only about half my students join the Facebook groups. So I feel like if I go in there, not everybody's seeing everything, you know, not all my students are seeing. So I'm still trying to figure that piece out, the community piece, but yeah, that's about it. It's pretty simple.
So earlier we looked back 12 months at what your vision was compared to today, and it was pretty spot on. So next I want to ask you, what is your vision for the next 12 months? Where would you like to be in 12 months from now?
Oh my gosh. Well, I would like to continue to grow this business. You know, someday I would love to sell this business. I want to grow this as an asset. I want to help 10,000 women, you know, or be able to earn a living with these skills. I would love that. And I should note too, I want to mention that my email list is not that big. When I started this, I had about 200 people on my email list last July. And I now have I'm just about to hit 4,000. And so when people talk about having thousands and thousands of people on their email list, I don't have that big of an email list. I mean, 4,000 might sound big to some people, but it's really not that big. And I'm still making this kind of revenue. So I don't think you need to have a huge email list. And I had 200 people on my email list when I launched this course. So, I just want people to know I used to get tripped up with that, thinking, oh, my email list is too small. I can't. That's the power of Facebook ads though. You can just hit the ground running and grow, even if you have no email list. So 12 months. Yeah. I just want to keep growing this. I'd love to get to like 10,000 people. Right now I probably have, let's see how many actual students I have. I probably have about 1500 actual students in both my courses. And I would love to get that up to 5,000. I'd love to kind of scale this year and get that up even more. And like you said, I have more levers to pull. I haven't launched an affiliate program yet. I don't do much with social media, to be honest. So there's a lot of things that I want to put in play, and a lot of things that you teach, Jacques, is like trying to get more automation and funnels and things set up, so that this can scale more easily. And then probably hire some help. Probably need to hire some help.
Sounds like a good plan. I want to get your advice for the beginner, because it wasn't long ago you were a beginner getting into this. So if somebody comes to you today saying, I have this idea for an online course, haven't taken any steps yet, I just have an idea. How do you recommend somebody get started?
Yeah, well, I was just talking to someone the other day who was trying to get some advice from me on the same similar thing. And, I like to say there's different ways to skin the cat. I mean, that, I know what worked for me, and what worked for me are a couple things. One is, I know people say don't create the course first, but for me mentally, I had to have the product before I could market it, because I needed to know what I was marketing, and that's just the way my brain works. I know that's not always the right way to do it, because you could spend a lot of time creating something people don't want, but that's just how I can't really market something unless I can visualize it and know what exactly it is. So I created my course first. I created my big course first. Then I thought, how am I going to sell this course at this price point with no list and no audience? So that's why I created my bootcamp, which is a smaller ticket course. It's a quick win for people. It's super valuable. People can just take the bootcamp and learn a ton. They don't need to take my academy too. It just goes deeper. But I created that as a way to get people into my world and to get to know me without them having to spend on a high ticket thing. So that worked for me. So I created the bootcamp, which is a completely different course. It's just a bit shorter, and created my Facebook ads. And I would just say, create something super valuable that people want, and I know there's people out there that want to learn bookkeeping skills. I know that, because there's other courses out there, and it's a marketable skill. It's an in-demand skill. So I know that there's an audience out there for it. And so I would just say, if you have something you want to teach, try creating a smaller low ticket course is my advice. Not everybody has that advice. That's just what worked for me. Because once you turn those Facebook ads on, you're going to know immediately if people are going to buy it or not. And if people don't buy it within 2-3 days, you turn your ads off and go back to the drawing board and figure out what's wrong. Could be your audience, could be your product, could be your messaging. But I had sales my first day of turning those ads on. I knew I was onto something. So for me, that was how I was able to jumpstart something without growing my list, without blogging for a year, without doing social media reels every day. That's what worked for me. And so I would say, for people who are kind of impatient like me, just put something out there and use Facebook ads. There's a strategy to that. I'm not going to lie. And I'm not an expert at it, but I took a course to learn that. And that's how I've jump started. This is the second business I've done the strategy with, and it's worked. So
before we go, I would love to just get a little feedback from you on your experience in my program, because it's one thing for me to talk about it, and it's another thing for people to hear experiences from other people that have actually been through it. So, I mean, say whatever you want. Obviously, I'm here right now, but if you could just share with listeners your experience in the program and who you think it might be a fit for.
I've had, your program has been super valuable to me. I learned, when I signed up for your program, I went through all the lessons, because you have a library in there that go, you know, kind of like my course. You start at the beginning and you go through, you start with the tech, you go through all the things. You have Q&As, interviews with people in your course. You've got examples of free training videos. You break down how to create that free training. I learned a ton from your program. Now I wasn't always great at attending like the live things that you do consistently, but just because of my schedule and whatnot. But, and I can sometimes get overwhelmed with, I consume a lot, you know, so sometimes I kind of like have to shut that down a little bit, but your course has been so valuable to me. And I think what I like about your style is that it's your style that, that appealed me to this program, because you have a formula and you have a blueprint that you provide to your students. And that's what, you know, it's easy to follow, and you've done it, and your other students have done it. And so, you know, as I mentioned to you before I got on the call, it's good to be around people who are doing this and who are successful at it and who are making money at it, because not most people in the world understand this world, this online world. And you know, there's a lot of naysayers. There are a lot of people like, well, how are you going to do that? But being in this community with you and the other people in the community, you need to be around people like that, because otherwise it can be really hard. It can be really, you know, your mindset can really mess with you there. So I think you have such a calm way about you too. And you're not like, oh, you got to be doing, you know, 50,000 things. You got to be everywhere. And you've got a real calm demeanor, which is real soothing to me. And that's why I like listening to your videos. And and you've done this, like you've been successful at this, and I just think the program was great. I really do. I know I didn't take advantage of as much of it as I should have and could have, but what I did, learn was really valuable to my business. I don't think I would be here at this point without your program. I mean that honestly, and your podcast.
I don't know what to say besides thank you. I mean, those are incredibly kind words, and I can't thank you enough for sharing that, being honest with me about it. Certainly not everybody that goes through it is successful, and certainly not everybody is as successful as you. So the vast majority of the credit certainly goes to you and what you've been able to do, as opposed to my program. So congratulations once again. It's so amazing to hear your success. You're helping other people. And thank you for being willing to come on the podcast and share your story.
Thank you, Jacques. I really appreciate it. You've been amazing. And honestly, I wouldn't be here without you.
Thank you. Keep up the good work. And maybe we can get an update from you on the podcast in the future.
Yes, for sure. Thank you.
All right. Thanks to Susan for joining me today. And thank you out there for listening to another episode of the Online Course Show. If Susan's story has inspired you to move forward with your idea for your course business and you want to join my Genesis program like Susan did, we do have a few spots left in the program at 20% off. You can learn more about that and apply to the program by going to iwantgenesis.com. That's iwantgenesis.com. That's my beginner program to take you from just idea, niche validation, all that beginner stuff, all the way through a fully functioning and profitable online course. For any links and notes from today's episode, you can find our show notes by going to oc.show/223. Thank you again for listening. Don't forget to take action on what you've heard here today. I'm rooting for you.